Despite its origins in Italian and Mediterranean ingredients, pizza has become a distinctly American food. It's penetrated all corners of the country, including Talkeetna. For the last 3 months, however, the village's most popular place to grab a slice has been closed. What began as a relatively simple project turned into something much larger, as owner Todd Bassalone explains.
We started out by just fixing some of the floor, and it turned into a lot more than that. You know, obviously, a floor repair turned into a renovation. So we just decided we were closed, and we'd always wanted to kind of do this to the place, and figured we'd just follow through. It was a good time.
The tie-dyed window coverings, pictures of Jerry Garcia, and Pittsburgh sports memorabilia have been replaced with a much more classical look. The walls have been decorated with a very convincing faux brick look and stucco. The countertop is granite, the wood accents have been darkened, and features such as light fixtures from the recently closed Blue Central Bar in Anchorage give Mountain High the feel very reminiscent of a bistro. Todd says the decor reflects what he has in his own house.
I like old things, and things aren't that old here. And I wanted to give it an old feel, a little different. You know, I've always kind of been a little bit different. And I kind of want to make it feel like home.
This is not the first time the building has undergone major renovation. The structure was built decades ago from lumber brought in by rail from Talkeetna's former sister community.
A lot of the pieces and parts that they used to assemble this building were from Curry. They came down in railroad cars and were auctioned off here in Talkeetna. Railroad cars full of material, building materials. Most of the building that's here was built out of those materials from one of the cars that came down.
Since then, the building has served a number of purposes. It's been a store, a deli, and now a pizzeria. While many things have changed, especially after the building caught on fire just over a decade ago, Todd Bassalone says he tries to keep some of the history alive.
Don Jones used to have her horse tied up at the general store when it was her mother's grocery store. She used to have it tied up in the front, and the horse would chew away at the windowsill constantly. So I left that because Don told me that story. You know, when I bought the place from Don, she told me a lot of stories about it, and that was one that I made sure that I kept. So I just painted over the years. You could still see where it's all chewing away at the horse.
While Todd and his team of all local workers have given the interior a classic look, he says he definitely plans on keeping the exterior of the building its current distinctive shade of purple. In fact, he jokes that the building might eventually get brighter. He plans to open the doors again this Friday. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.